Thursday morning in a fourth-floor conference room at Denali Alaska Federal Credit Union, Senior Assistant Attorney General Ed Sniffen described the law's demands at the monthly meeting of Credit Professionals International. During a break, Sniffen offered a brief summary.
It contains provisions that require businesses, including state governments and municipal governments, to protect Social Security numbers in a lot of different ways. It contains provisions that require businesses to notify state residents if there's a breach of their personal information of some kind that compromises their personal data. It requires a certain disposal of personal information in specific ways to make sure it's not readable.
Sniffen says the law has already been put to use.
We have had a number of incidents just in the last year that we've been monitoring this law and these kinds of breaches that have required notice to consumers that their information has been out there, and that just enables consumers to take action to protect themselves in whatever way they can.
The most prominent breach involved Price Waterhouse and the personal information of some 77,000 past and present state workers. Even with that well-publicized case, Sniffen says the Attorney General's office is concerned that a lot of Alaska businesses still don't know enough about the law. That's why the department is offering seminars about the responsibilities of those who collect personal information, as well as the rights of the general public.
The victim could collect their actual economic damages from the person who has released the information without giving them notice. If they have been provided notice and become the victim of identity theft, then the statute doesn't allow recourse. The statute only requires notice, and the failure to give notice is what's penalized under the statute. But in addition to these statutory remedies, you know, there are all kinds of other common law remedies, you know, negligence perhaps.
Sniffen notes personal diligence is as important as any organization's compliance with the protection law.
The data that we've seen suggests that it's the majority of the ID theft happens by somebody or close to you. It's not somebody out of state or out of country trying to hack into your personal information and getting it. It's folks who have access to your information in much easier ways who are doing it.
Sniffen says that can include family members, co-workers, or someone in the neighborhood.
It's as simple as just walking down the street and opening up mailboxes and pulling out Social Security checks. People can get information. So if you don't have a locked mailbox, you got to think about that. If you have information around your office, you know, about you, if you have passwords in your desk drawer, if someone can get at. It's those kinds of things that people need to start thinking more carefully about in protecting this information.
He adds, always be especially careful with one's Social Security number.
It's like cash. Your Social Security number, I mean, treat it like it's a $100 bill and you're just leaving it around, because that's what it is. It's just like that, and you got to be careful with it.
If anyone would like more information on the state's personal information protection law, or perhaps organize a work session, they can contact Ed Sniffen at the Alaska Department of Law, Anchorage's office. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.